Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I was a terrorized kid, you know, and in this day, I mean, it's really tough for me
to
think.
A lot of blame to go around, yeah, obviously. But I was listening to this guy, Lawrence Wilkerson.
The officers have used them effectively.
And how'd your mother and daddy meet, do you know?
Well, they were going to school together.
I like Wiener.
Oh, my Lord.
This Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And right through the looking glass, we take you each and every night here on this radio show. We're happy to be with you over 100 radio stations across the country and on our website, philhendryshow.com, where we have live streaming video and audio of the show right now. You can watch us perform our show. You can also interact with other listeners on our news feed. And generally have yourself a jolly time. Tonight we have a conservative family group saying that repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell will lead to more rapes in the military. Don Mixa, a professor of engineering at the University of Washington and a student advisor, an advisor to a student group there that is in favor of bringing gay people out in the military, is going to be on with us in just a moment to talk about that. And a new busty Barbie doll gets some parents upset. Herb Sewell will be joining us, news contributor, to talk about that. And as you like to hear them this evening, Simon Cowell, our very special guest. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight. Cairo Radio in Seattle, 97.3 FM. And in Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA, 1250 AM. And my two friends who I met on vacation, Lee and Derek from Charleston, South Carolina. We met them down in the Grenadines. And I just want to give you guys a shout out. I hope you found the show because they're, oh, you're on a radio? That's great. You know, where, what's the number? Well, first of all, it's AM. Well, that's, but nonetheless, I hope you guys are listening tonight. And it's a great station. Number 877-876-PHIL. Now, the Family Research Council, and we'll be bringing on here Don Mixa from the University of Washington in just a moment. The Family Research Council, here's how they envision things going if Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed. First, more straight soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines will be, quote, and I'm quoting the news article here, fellated in their sleep against their will. The Family Research Council, which, if I'm not mistaken, was or is this the group that's headed by Dobson, or is that a different group? I certainly don't want to hang on Dobson something that he doesn't need to be hanging with. But, you know, by the same token, he's a little far out, too. So, it ain't exactly like I'm going to be, you know, putting anything around his neckband that he can't, you know, walk proudly upright in. Anyway, the Family Research Council says that if Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed, more straight soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, Dobson's focus on the family, thanks, Jace, will be fellated in their sleep, meaning essentially raped. They will be sexually assaulted in their sleep by gay soldiers. Their commanders, afraid of being labeled homophobes, will refuse to do anything about it. Eventually, the straight service members will quit out of fear that they are going to have some guy in the middle of, you know, they'll be quitting the military out of fear that some cat will be doing this to them. That is focus on the family. We have certainly more to tell you about with regard to those people. We bring on Don Mixa now from University of Washington. As I said, he's a student, but a faculty advisor to the students for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Let me ask you a question. Is it for the repeal, Don?
The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is being discussed. The group that I'm advisor for right now is Students for a Fair Military, and we do want gay people in the military. We are a very progressive group. We're a liberal group, and we represent a consortium of 16 different groups on campus that are progressive and liberal organizations and are in favor of human rights and certainly in favor of gay rights.
All right. You heard the thing that I just read. I'm going to read a little bit more here. On a conference call with reporters today, The Family Research Council Senior Fellow for Policy Studies, Peter Sprigg. Boy, you know what? I'm going to start a think tank, Don. You know.
Well, you can say if you come up with enough fancy names, you can start one, I guess.
Because that's about as fancy. A Senior Fellow for Policy Studies, Peter Sprigg, delivered the results of what he said was the first ever study of homosexual assault in the military. Joined by several former military officers opposed to allowing gay and lesbians to serve openly in the armed forces, he warned Congress that don't ask, don't tell, the repeal language currently under discussion with the agreement of the White House will turn the U.S. military into a terrifying free rape zone where no heterosexual is safe. Your comments.
Well, that's an awful lot to have to swallow.
I mean, obviously, you think this is crazy stuff, right?
I think we have to all take a step back and take a look at Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We are very, very committed to gays serving in the military, and we're very committed to service people representing every walk of life, I think, in the United States of America and the territories. When you look at Don't Ask, Don't Tell, what that was originally intended to do, it was originally intended to, if an individual wanted to hide his sexuality, wanted to keep his sexuality as something that he didn't want people to know about, well, he didn't have to, and you weren't going to ask about it. That's what Don't Ask, Don't Tell means.
I was going to say, that is Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
That is correct, but the reality is the following. We are committed as a liberal campus organization. We're at the University of Washington in one of the most liberal cities in America. We make no apologies for that. We don't make any bones about it. We're not about to let anyone back us down and say, oh, you're liberals. Well, we very proudly say we're liberals. We're not going to let people back us down and say, oh, you're progressives. We're very proudly progressive. And we very proudly support Phil, human rights. And we support gay rights. We want to make sure that gay people will be able to serve in the military and are not going to be subverted or otherwise undercut by the behavior of some of them. If you have the idea that this guy is saying they're going to be fellating people in their sleep, I am not going to endorse that. We don't want a lot of flamboyance. I'm sure you understand that today's homosexual is the gay people today are very flamboyant as well. They should be. They should be allowed to express themselves. But if you go and you repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which we want repealed, but we also hope, and I think it's a fair hope, and I think gay people hope it's, we hope there's not a lot of flamboyance and a lot of effeminate kind of behavior.
Let me ask you a question here. You are in favor of gays in the military?
I most certainly am. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You are opposed to you are in favor of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
I am in favor of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell when, I felt what the thing I don't want to have happen, I think my students, and I've talked to my students because we have Sunday meetings. There's a Starbucks down here in the square just south of the campus, and I've gone from table to table at the Starbucks just kind of sort of taking the pulse of the students there. And I, we all want gays in the military, but we don't want the queering, to use a term, and I think it's a very acceptable term. We don't want queers, dancing around and this kind of nonsense.
No, I don't know what you mean. I mean, if you're in favor of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the open open application of gay people in the military, what is your? It sounds like you're afraid along the lines of this Family Research Council.
No, you can't.
Well, I know they're a very conservative group, and you are a part of a very liberal campus group. But it sounds like you're afraid of the same thing.
No, I am not afraid of the same thing. I am not afraid of the same. I think that our fear comes from intelligence, and it comes from research, and it comes from a good, clear-eyed view of the facts. I think the fear that is evidenced by these conservatives, the Family Research Council, and so forth, is bigotry. It is It is bigotry and prejudice. It comes from a place of great animosity. I think it comes from a place of great ignorance. But we do not come from that place. We are simply afraid that if you repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell too soon, and the first rush of the flamboyant and the effeminate and the swishing and this kind of thing, you're going to have the queering of the United States military, and I don't think it's going to help gay people at all.
Well, so what you're telling me is if there is the first openly serving gay people in the United States military are going to be flamboyant, and you use the term queering.
Well, the term, Phil, references the following thing.
First of all, that word is you know, if it's wrongly applied, it can be considered to be quite an offensive word. Don't you agree?
It's not an offensive word. I am a progressive. I'm a liberal. If I use it, then naturally I am not using it in a way that is offensive. If I say queer, now if you say James Dobson uses the word queer, he's obviously a bigot. I don't think anybody can disagree with that. First boop. But it is hard to fight a war in your, you know, as somebody said the other day, it's hard to fight a war in Daisy Dukes.
I'm sorry, it's hard to what?
It's hard to fight a war in Daisy Dukes.
Hard to fight a war in Daisy Dukes?
That is correct, yes. That is a fashion. And here's what I get. I support, as we all do, a more egalitarian military by all means, but we must let the gays in the military at present, with their modern gay ethic and their flamboyance and their colorful underwear and the things they do, I don't know that we can do it right now. But I disagree with Focus on the Family because they are bigots. And I am a college professor, and I think there's a major difference there.
All right, Don Mixa joining us from the University of Washington. It sounds to me, though, Don, while you are a liberal and while you are a man who is in favor of allowing gays in the military, it does sound to me like you want to slow this down every bit as much as, maybe not every bit as much as the Family Research Council, but you want to slow this whole thing down, right?
No, I do not want to slow down. You have to understand, once again, that the Family Research Council is made up of a rural people, very rural, who are based primarily in, they don't like queers. I love gays, and I am an urban college professor. That's the big difference. And the reason why we want to, quote, slow it down, going to call it, well, I just want to make sure that the very first openly serving gay people in the military are not out queer queens.
Queens? I hardly think so, okay?
We don't know, and we don't need them walking down the street in a sailor uniform or a Marine Corps uniform, swinging their hips back and forth, and you've made an ass out of yourself. You've got queers going up and down, you know, in San Diego or something.
All right, 877-877-876-PHIL, Don Mixa from the University of Washington on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He believes, that, as a liberal, that yes, we should allow gays in the military, but he wants to make sure that the first openly serving gays are not flamboyant. And so he even wants to slow it down, as do the people in the Family Research Council. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Your calls with Don Mixa coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here to Don Mixa, who is an engineering professor at the University of Washington. Is also the head of a student advisor to students for a Fair United States Military, which is a consortium of a group of a bunch of campus groups.
Well, yeah, we've got some 16 different progressive organizations on campus that have joined us in trying to ensure the rights of gay people as it pertains to military service, and we certainly want to do that. And in every way we can. I've been to the Starbucks this weekend. We do an awful lot of meeting and confabbing there. And I've gone table to table, and everyone wants gays in the military. I want gays in the military. The difference between me and a family research council or this Dobson or whoever else, I am not, you know, I'm not rural. I am not a member of a church. I am a liberal. And so I can say, and still remain a progressive, I can say I don't want a lot of these gays to come out, so much so that somebody wakes up and he's getting turned out. He's getting cleared up. And
what do you mean turned out?
This idea that the gay is going to the gay is nocturnal and primarily feeds at night.
You mean that the gay guys are going to be raping straight guys? Do you buy that?
I don't buy anything that is not a progressive or liberal concept. But what I'm saying,
well, there's nothing progressive or liberal about it. I'm asking you, do you buy the idea that gay members of the military are going to be attacking straight guys in their sleep?
I simply, Phil, if I could just finish, I simply do not want any straight young man or straight young woman, for that matter, to wake up in the middle of the night and suddenly they've been turned out, suddenly they've been queered. Or they have been, against their will, they've gone gay.
And you believe that that can happen?
I'm saying that the idea, if gay spreads, as some of these focus on the family Hicks, and excuse me for saying that, if they think gay will, the gayness will spread by way of these nocturnal feedings, I am not so sure. But I still don't want a straight young man to wake up in the middle of the night and look down, and there was someone who this afternoon was his gunnery sergeant, and you've got a problem.
877-876-PHIL. I don't think that people can necessarily turn gay that way. We're talking to Don Mixa, who is a progressive. He is a member of a liberal campus group of students and teachers on allowing gays in the military. But you still believe we should slow down in case the too many flamboyant gays are admitted. Here is Lynn in Tennessee, listening on WWTN. Lynn in Nashville. Go ahead, Lynn. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Hi, good evening. Speaking as part of military for 20 years, the bottom line in all this really is that outside civilian organizations, rather they be progressive, liberal, conservative, libertarian, whatever they may be, have no right, and they certainly do not have the privilege to try and change the military culture from the outside. The military will change from the inside out on its own. It has
generations.
This is a military for 20 years.
It's a democracy. You may have been military, but I've been a voter, and I've been a member. I've been a member of a democracy for 20 years. The American civilian runs the American military. Our commander in chief is a civilian. But we're talking about gays.
That.
Now, I am simply saying I don't want you to wake up in the middle of the night and a woman who you thought was one of your best friends is suddenly, doing something to you that's going to turn you out onto the streets.
What does this turn her out onto the streets? What does that mean?
I'm talking, Lynn agrees with me. She doesn't want to be turned queer.
I want Lynn to finish her thought.
Well, I think she agrees with me, though.
I don't know. Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, after several experiences in the military, knowing many people from different areas from the world and from walks of life, you cannot change the military from the outside in. It has to change from the inside out. And to any civilian organization doesn't have the right to meddle. I'm not contradicting or criticizing.
You agree that you can,
that we
you
have
can change your sexuality
leadership
from the outside.
I understand that, and I appreciate
right.
that most.
Right. But I'm just saying to you, Lynn, that if we allow the full expression right now of the flamboyant gay, in the case of the females in the military, if you have a particularly masculine and very strong and again, I'll use a colloquialism, and forgive me, but these diesel,
these big diesels. What makes you think I didn't know women like that when I was in the military? Just well, because that's what I was,
but do you want these diesels?
I didn't
do you want these diesels?
Like
can we? What? Can we not use terms like diesel?
I'm trying to.
I want
something to. I handle well, to hold on to here. She. You know,
well, he uses terms like that because he's on the radio. You know.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm simply saying that. Do you want young women in the military at the mercy of a diesel and her friends? I don't know.
Well, Don, for a liberal, you certainly...
I was a young woman in the military, and I did deal with it. We dealt with it on our own, is what I'm saying.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. We'll be back for the show. 877-876.
Phil.
Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the number 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Don Mixa, who is a college professor, University of Washington. We've been with Don before on progressive issues. You mentioned, Don, that the students that you advise and the faculty members that you advise are all very progressive. You are an informal on-campus, off-campus group.
Well, that's correct. I mean, we are a formal on-campus group, but we do tend to all wind up at the same Starbucks on a Sunday morning. It is the one down in the square. That's when I generally, they'll look to me after I get my coffee. I'll be walking back to the tables, and they will look to me and say, all right, you know, we want to hear what is on your mind. And that's when I will generally hold forth and tell them, well, these are the problems we're having right now in the military, and we want to get as many gay people in the military as possible. But as long as we have the fear of this the nocturnal queer, if you want to use a term.
What do you mean by the nocturnal queer? What I don't like that term, you know?
I'm using that. I'm a progressive. I am a liberal, and so when I use that term, I use it as an insider. I'm not an outsider attacking. I mean about the gay that is going to go bunk to bunk, making a pass, a quick sweep, or a quick pass through a barracks, and try to turn them out. I don't know.
I think that is all, in my opinion, I think that is all silly talk, old wives' tale talk, just the most antiquated stuff. I think it is. It's not going to happen. And I think if you're in favor of gays in the military and you want to, you know, you endorse the right of these men and women to serve, that to fear that, you're helping the opposition.
No, we are helping the opposition if we allow too many of, the nocturnals to show to strike their colors.
What are the nocturnals? Are you talking about flamboyant?
Flamboyant, yes. But if they're allowed to get out like and strike their colors like a peacock. Then you've got a lot of people going to be criticized.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. We have Tess in Buffalo, New York tonight. Tess, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Mixa.
How do you do? Nice to talk with you. I have to tell you, I am the mother of three college-age children. I apologize. You are an embarrassment. I'm flabbergasted, sir, to hear what you have to say. The left, the only correct,
well,
only correct thing that you said this evening
I'm a progressive.
And you
I'm
said
a
it. You said
you're
you
conservative.
Call yourself what you, but you don't sound that at all. You said a few moments ago, "Well, I don't know." You're correct. You don't know. You're completely
well, that's a figure of speech.
Educated.
I do know. Everyone knows.
Well, you don't know
that.
What it means.
I do.
Today.
I want. Are you against gays?
Sorry,
military?
You
I'm
don't.
Not. Are you against?
The fact that you use
no,
the
I do.
Word. A nocturnal, and the reference
that is,
you should be embarrassed.
Yes, that is when they are most active. That's when they are most active.
Why do you say that's when they are most? Why are you saying they are most active?
Because we've had these reports of these nocturnal gays.
They're not bad.
Doing a full sweep of a barrack.
Well, hold on for just a minute. These stories, which, by the way, are from the Family Research Council, could very well be incidents between two gay men or two gay women. We don't even know that if this happens, it has anything to do with rape or assault or somebody advancing on someone without their consent. These could be gay people. Do you understand that?
I'm fully aware of that, Phil. I'm completely aware of that. I don't want, because I support gays in the military, and I don't want a handful of the nocturnals who would like to strike their colors and
listen to what you're saying.
I can't hear that. I can't hear the lady. Are you in favor of the? Are you in favor of the of the nocturnal gay or?
Why don't we just call them gay people?
That's perfectly fine.
I can't even answer that. I'm speechless that you sound like a self-centered, narcissistic, a very ignorant man. And I'm absolutely flabbergasted that you could even get on the radio and refer to these people as nocturnals or that they might turn someone out. Those are not words used by any liberal or progressive that I know.
Well, you have to be a liberal or progressive to know. I am trying to offset the family focus people and the Family Research Council people who are a rural type.
To yourself because they are not going to help the gay people.
I can tell you, I'm a college professor. We hold forth to the Starbucks.
That doesn't necessarily make you well-educated or having any understanding about the gay people. The scientific data
we go to
so
Starbucks
available.
And
it will
the
tell you can't
will,
turn somebody gay.
I am fully aware of that, but you
How
may believe
you
that you can turn someone
to these
gay.
People as nocturnal.
You may believe. I am saying that that's when these incidents of a nocturnal of this gay collision occurs.
And what is gay collision?
You have a straight man like Prince, let's say the actor, the dancer, or the singer Prince, and you have a full gay. When you have gay collision, it is a Prince who is a heterosexual but looks gay, colliding, if you will, with gay culture.
No.
We can't have that.
I won't.
Yes.
You...
Yes.
All right.
I don't know what this woman stands for. She's been criticizing me, but she has not expressed her opinion.
I'm trying to tell you, she's got three
homosexual children.
She didn't say her children are homosexuals.
Absolutely flabbergasting to me.
I think you need to listen more carefully and read between the lines.
I'm talking about preening.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. You're correct. You truly do not know.
A moment ago, you said you were fat. So do you want me to keep repeating that back to you? No.
I never said that.
She didn't say that.
Well, you said you're
flabby.
She said she was flabbergasted.
She said she was flabby.
I said
all right, anyway, flabbergasted. Tess, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to George calling in Toronto, Canada tonight. George, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Mixa. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm on.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Henry, I'm wondering if you're teasing us with this, Mr. Don Mixa, because he's obviously a closet homosexual. I mean, a closet.
Mr. Mixa, I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you gay?
No. I am not gay.
No, I'm asking the guest the question. The question that you asked is a good question. Are you? So I'm asking Don. Are you?
I'm not a homosexual. No, I am a straight man. But I can tell you, you being in Canada, I don't know, it's a problem, but we have a military here that needs to be integrated with gay people. I think Canada already has gay people in their military, which kudos to the Canadian people. We want to make sure that once we do, that we do not allow the floodgates to open to a kind of preening peacock festival. That we don't have this flood of effeminacy.
Am I being heard? My issue
yes, sir,
is
we can
that,
hear you.
My issue is that Mr. Don Mixa seems to be confusing culture behaviors with sexual preference. Yeah. Being homosexual or heterosexual should have no bearing on whether or not you're in the military, and that's a good point. But whether people are flamboyant or not, that's up to the military to decide what behavior is acceptable. And
we're talking about national security.
Actually, disturbs me to have your views. And
right.
Can I ask the gentleman a question?
Go ahead.
I would ask the gentleman this: do you not think it is a national security issue that we have flamboyant queers?
I think it's up to the military.
If
the military has to deal with that, that takes time away from other training issues.
They train people in behavior all the time. being flamboyant has nothing to do with being gay. You can be, you can have a sexual preference and behave any which way you want. There are people that have a sexual preference towards animals, unfortunately, and you don't see them being flamboyant. And so being flamboyant has nothing to do with being gay.
Well, if you walk into a barn, if you walk into a barn and you see a guy on a milk crate standing up behind a horse, I think he's being flamboyant. And I would ask the gentleman whether or not he knows, do you know enough about the Canadian military to know that you do not have this preening and this this runway effect?
What do you mean by runway effect?
When the soldiers start walking as if they're models, and it's a real, we call it a runway, you go what you want.
Who calls it a runway? I've never heard something.
I'm saying in the United States military, the Canadian military had to deal. I am a progressive and I'm a liberal and I'm trying to get this through, George.
Anybody who is
military,
progressive, liberal, and truly on the side of being liberal about homosexuals, or use the vocabulary that you do about them. It's ridiculous.
We're dealing in a different university.
The vocabulary that you use is derogatory to the people. There's a word that.
I want to ask you something. In Canada, when they first allowed gays in the military, and it was the Canadian military that came up with the term the runway effect, because they suddenly saw soldiers that were walking as if they were in a fashion show. Now, I'm not making this up. You can check. They felt immediately that it was giving the Canadian military an asinine look when guys are out on leave and they're walking down the street with a duffel bag as if it's a runway in Paris.
What are you talking about, man? I've never heard any such thing about the Canadian military, and I think we're way off the point. I think George's point, and I agree with him, is the following, that if you're talking about behavior, outlandish behavior, flamboyant behavior, this is a matter for military discipline. This is a matter for a commanding officer to say, listen, you will conduct yourself as a soldier, and you'll conduct yourself in the manner that we want soldiers to conduct themselves, publicly, privately, etc. If you're gay, you're gay. If you're straight, you're straight. You understand what I'm saying?
You can't take the spots off a leopard. You can tell a guy, don't walk down the street as if you're modeling a thong. But he's going to do it anyway.
Nixa, you are the worst advocate for gay rights I've ever heard. I hope you do not represent anybody
with all due respect, sir, I'm American.
I think you're actually trying to shape exactly what you say you're against. You're shaping
no,
it in
sir.
A different way.
No, sir. No, sir. I am trying
you
to get people to understand.
You say you're opposed to this rural movement that's going on. I believe
that
you're
is,
the
we have a rural
you're an urban. You're a semi-educated urban movement shaping it in the same direction and trying to make the same results, but with a different facade. You have a mask on.
Well, I do with you all the time. I'm gonna, you have come on here to insult me.
No,
you
sir.
You haven't even checked out what happened to the Canadian Royal Air Force when they turned out those peacocks in 1966.
All right. We got to take a break. I think you made very good points there, George, and I appreciate your call. George calling us, by the way, this evening from Toronto. Thank you. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
If I could just make a point here, Phil.
Well, we've been listening to you.
All right. Well, I'm simply saying that the Canadian Royal Air Force, the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, of which I'm a great admirer, in 1967-68, they had this peacock effect. They had a line of very crack pilots, great pilots, great fighter pilots, jet pilots. And there are some of them were members of the Canadian, the RCAF demonstration team. They have the Thunderbirds up there, kind of thing, go to all these air shows. And these guys would go from town to town. And they started calling them the Brady Bunch. They started calling them Cindy and Marcia and Jan. Here comes Cindy, Marcia, and Jan.
And the Canadian what?
The RCAF, Canadian Royal Air Force. Now, why? I'll tell you why. Because they, they ask each other what kind of hair conditioner they're using. All of the things that you don't want to have in a military right off the bat.
So as soon as they allowed gays in the military in Canada, suddenly it was no holds barred, and it was the most flamboyant and effeminate.
That is correct. That's my understanding, right?
Well, I hadn't heard anything of it, and it certainly is not an issue now. And we'll be back with Don Mixa here, 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Mixa, a progressive who believes in having gays in the military. He thinks it's going to hurt the cause of gays in the military if they rush, because they may get what he calls the nocturnal or the peacock effect. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Are you talking about that? I would have done things a little bit differently, you know.
You would have done things differently. We're talking off the air. I was talking to Don Mix as we continued discussing gays in the military and Mr. Mix's support for gays in the military. Although he, you know, you've expressed some points of view here that have a few progressive people who are calling in upset, because it almost sounds as if you are in common cause with the conservatives that want to keep them out. You're saying that you're afraid that gays will, nocturnal gays will feed on straights at night.
I'm saying that there is a, I don't want that perception, Phil. I don't want that perception. These are things I'm thinking of. When you're talking about Harvey Milk, I thought Harvey Milk was obviously one of the great, great public officials because he was gay and because he had to put up with the fear of, but I would have done things differently. I think there were a few things he could have gotten right, and I think he got horribly wrong.
What are you talking about? You're not even gay.
Well, if I were, that last guy from Canada kept wanting to ask me, am I gay? I know a little bit about gay people. I am a straight man, and I'm a very liberal man. That means that if I've had experiences sexually because of wanting to research how gays, what their customs are and how they interact and what their family structures are like, well, then I'm going to go gay for a night. And I have. And if I had been Harvey Milk, I would have done things a little bit differently. I don't think he worked at Teamsters and the Coors boycott, right?
Harvey Milk got the Coors boycott going in the Castro. He got the Teamsters on the side of gay people.
Well, it was sloppy. It was sloppy. There's a lot that they don't do right. And many times I wish I was gay. I wish I was queer. Queer is a $3 bill, so I could lead the movement.
Well, again, I agree with that, man. Your language is something...
My language is colloquial, Phil.
No, your language to me sounds very insulting. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tracy in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on KTNI. Hello, Tracy. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Hello. I just had to call and...
I disagree with you.
Yes, go ahead.
I just had to call and say this is hilarious. The visual I have, a peacock strutting down the runway, and do you have... The stories seem like they're all mixed up. Like, you have no credibility to me. You just seem like you're all full of hot air.
I don't care, really. I mean, we're talking about the rights of gay people.
Yeah,
and progressive people
fear.
Have dropped the ball. Progressives have dropped the ball in trying to get gay people their rights under the Constitution of the United States of America. I am trying to get something done here. And the first thing we have to recognize is the fear of the straight community that gays are going to feed on these young, like gnats, like mosquitoes.
It's that feeding stuff. It has to do with it. The Army's going to whip those guys like anybody else, gay or straight, into the shape. They're not going to put up with anything like that.
Are you gay?
They're not going to put up with it.
Are you gay?
It has nothing to do with whether I'm gay or not.
Okay, so
it's like it has nothing to do with whether you're gay or not.
That means that you are.
And why does that mean she is?
Because she was reluctant to answer the question. It does, because had I been gay in San Francisco in 19... You know, she's laughing, and I'm glad she thinks it's funny that gays are beaten up outside of bars, that gays are kept out of their constitutional rights.
No,
you think it's funny, don't you?
Because you are just hilarious. You've just cracked me up. Like, you have no...
You have no credibility. You have no credibility because you haven't made one proactive point about anything. I don't even know where you stand on this. I'm trying to get something done here.
Yeah, but you're backfiring. Your plans are backfiring because you don't make any sense. That's my point.
I'm backfiring.
Yes. You're not talking about being afraid of gays, putting too many gays in the military because...
You don't think that exists in our culture?
Or conservative, you don't think or that progressive, or not?
She doesn't think it exists in our culture. I can read to you what the Family Research Council has written. that there will be straight soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines filleted in their sleep against their will.
But that's the military would take care of whether they're gay or not, or whether it's
by a
or not.
Free feeding, by a free feeding, free range.
What do you mean free range?
Yeah, listen, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, Mr. Henry, because you have a listener here, this lady, and she's so she's taken everything that I've been saying and she's turned it into horse manure.
You've been doing the same. You're the guy that's been saying all this stuff.
Listen to the two of you. We're talking about human rights, and she's cackling along like some strange.
But you're hurting humans. That's just it.
Are you a little person? Are you a little person? Yes or no?
Am I a what?
A little person. You know what I mean by that, don't you?
Well,
what do you mean by that?
A
dwarf?
She is. She's a dwarf. And I bet she runs up and down the street with a hood and just...
like the peacock.
See? You see her? You know, I hope I see you in a porn movie.
Thank you very much, Tracy. Nice to talk with you. I hope I see you in a porn movie.
Phil Hendry.